Welcome to the HDFN edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the HDFN community.
Hello, and welcome to the Rare Care Podcast. This is your host, Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent at Rare Disease Advisor. Today's guest is Lisa Shea, Director of Global Patient Advocacy and Engagement for Immunology at Johnson & Johnson. Lisa is a registered dietitian with a master's degree in public health from Drexel University in Philadelphia. We spoke to her during the 2025 conference of the International Society of Ultrasound and Obstetrics and Gynecology in Cancun, Mexico. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Great. Happy to be here, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Let's start by talking about the conference and the diseases that you specialize in, and tell us a bit about why you went and what you presented.
Sure. So Johnson & Johnson is presenting new real-world research in hemolytic disease of the fetus and newborn, or HDFN, and fetal neonatal alloimmune thrombocytopenia, or FNAIT, spotlighting the lived realities and persistent unmet needs in maternal-fetal immunology. So for those who may not be aware, HDFN is a rare disease in which maternal alloantibodies cross the placenta during pregnancy and attack fetal red blood cells, causing fetal anemia. And this can affect infants by neonatal hypobilirubinemia and persistent anemia, which then requires transfusions. Currently, for HDFN, there are no non-surgical interventions approved for pregnancies at risk for severe HDFN in the U.S., highlighting the significant unmet needs for new therapies, safe therapies in these spaces. And FNAIT is a rare and potentially life-threatening alloimmune condition in which a pregnant person's immune system develops antibodies against fetal or newborn platelet antigens, leading to thrombocytopenia, or what's known as low platelet counts in the fetus or newborn. And similarly, there are no approved targeted therapies for FNAIT management. And while there are conventional interventions like IVIG, there remains an immense need for approved treatments with demonstrated safety profiles.
Okay, so for HDFN, my understanding is that if a woman has had a previous problematic pregnancy, obviously she's more likely to have another one. And for most of these women, they didn't know what the disease was and never saw it coming, right?
Right. It is estimated that 80 out of every 100,000 pregnancies are affected by HDFN every year. And you're right, Larry. In general, the severity of HDFN increases with each subsequent pregnancy.
Speaking of the two diseases, can you go through the patient experience? What exactly do women experience, and which disease would you consider is more severe?
Well, we conducted qualitative research with global patient councils in both HDFN and FNAIT. And what we found in this research for HDFN specifically was that individuals feel the need to self-advocate, which contributes to stress, anxiety, and trauma, which impacts their quality of life. Also, the practical considerations of managing an at-risk pregnancy for HDFN places a substantial burden on a patient's lives, including pressure on the family and personal relationships. And likewise, for FNAIT, we found that patients perceive FNAIT to be detected by chance due to a lack of screening. And the individuals felt that the current treatment protocol is burdensome, and there is a perceived lack of knowledge in the medical community, which can contribute to fear, confusion, and uncertainty during pregnancy. So this mental health impact is very large on both disease areas.
So I can imagine that impact would be quite severe. Do you have any conclusions that we could draw from these presentations?
Yes, I think first and foremost, considering the mental health impact and burden on these patients is really important when we think about working with them and managing their disease areas. And additionally, I think the need for education in the medical community, is also really important, just to understand what those diseases are and how to treat effectively.
So let me ask you this. How much do gynecologists and obstetricians know about these two diseases?
The obstetricians in general are the ones that may identify an at-risk pregnancy. And a lot of times then they refer over to a maternal fetal medicine specialist. And what we found in speaking with patients is that while overall the maternal fetal specialist medicine practitioners were knowledgeable, there was definitely gaps in other types of providers during pregnancy.
On that note, I want to talk to you about patient advocacy groups. You had previously mentioned to me the Alloimmune Hope Foundation.
Yes, we work with many different types of patient advocacy groups, and overall, these groups are so important to help raise awareness of a disease, especially a rare disease like HDFN or FNAIE. These groups also often conduct their own research studies, so we have mutually aligned interests there. As well, we do work with them in multiple ways, such as supporting recruitment into this global patient council platform, as well as co-authoring on publications.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about Johnson & Johnson, which of course is involved in a phase 3 clinical trial for nipocalimab, which of course has the potential and shown some hope in treating HDFN. Let's talk about that a bit.
Sure. Nipocalimab is an investigational FcRn blocker designed to substantially reduce IgG, including harmful IgG autoantibodies, without additional detectable effects on other adaptive and innate immune functions. Nipocalimab is believed to block the placental transfer of maternal IgG, including maternal alloantibodies during pregnancy. J&J announced phase 2 data from the proof of concept open label UNITY clinical trial of nipocalimab for the treatment of pregnant adults at risk for severe early onset severe HDFN at the Fetal Medicine Foundation World Congress in June 2023, and full results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine in August of 2024.
So this is an ongoing trial, will not be completed for several years.
The phase 3 Azalea trial is currently enrolling pregnant individuals who are at risk of severe HDFN, and there are phase 3 FNAIE trials as well.
Got it. Okay. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think the last thing I'd like to say is that J&J, we're definitely moving rapidly to innovate for the millions of patients with alloantibody-driven diseases, and we're committed to delivering innovative and transformational approaches for HDFN and FNAIE, of course, putting the patient at the center as we develop new medicines for these conditions.
Wonderful. So we've been talking with Lisa Shea, who's the Director of Global Patient Advocacy and engagement for immunology at Johnson & Johnson. She presented at the 2025 conference of the International Society of Ultrasound and Obstetrics and Gynecology in Cancun, Mexico. This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.